Inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Devontae Adams! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Thank you for watching. You know, we do this show for you, the Packer fans. For you, the people. In considering our current circumstances, I've composed an ode for you, the people. It's called, not surprisingly, Ode to the People. The Packer season is like my hand, at one time as pretty as it could be, but along the way it took some lumps, as you can undoubtedly see. That doesn't mean it's a bad hand, it's just got an unsightly part, not unlike the Packers' last three games after that incredible 6-0 start. My finger points to left field, or right, as the case may be. But the rest of my hand works just fine. Very functional, if you ask me. So, Packer fans, listen up. And here's the bottom line reason. One finger doesn't make a hand, and one month doesn't make a season. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest had 10 catches against the Lions. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Devontae Adams. Devontae, we've decided to move on tonight.
Move on to what?
Like the Vikings and the rest of the schedule, but we will talk about the Lions game. And my first question is, what a way to lose a game, huh? After all the things that could have happened, didn't happen, yeah. And then it comes down to a kick. And Mason Crosby's, he's the world's best kicker, but coming down to something like that had to be tough.
Yeah, it was rough, but, you know, the best teams are the ones that fight through that and move on. And obviously we're hitting a few bumps in the road now, but we're going to keep battling and keep fighting and, you know, let stuff like this just fade off in the wind.
Well said. Devontae, you're a second year man, but you're a very smart second year man. What's going on offense?
You look around the league and there's not very many teams that just go straight through the, you know, Not very many teams are on the Autobahn just going a million miles an hour, you know, with no bumps in the road. Obviously, I like to compare our team right now to the Green Bay freeways. It's a bunch of construction going on. You're complaining about, you know, what's going on here? God, all this traffic. It's Green Bay. It's not supposed to be any traffic. But, you know, we have a little traffic right now. But then once, you know, the roads get smoothed out, we'll be sailing. We'll get to our destination.
Devontae, it was clear from the get-go that your quarterback, Aaron, and your coaches really liked your matchup against Nevin Lawson. I mean, that first drive, they couldn't get enough of that matchup, could they?
Yeah. Well, I gave him 160 in college, so he went to Utah State, so I had a matchup with him there, and I got the best of him that time. So I guess Aaron wanted to see if I can do it again.
There's, I don't know what exactly you call it, but it seemed to be like anytime you wanted it, you could get it. A little shake and bake off the line of scrimmage into a slant.
Yeah.
Is that the way you felt going into the game?
Well, that's the way I try to feel going in every game, really. So, you know, sometimes it works out better than others. And, you know, he was finding me early, and it was working out.
Devontae, you wind up with a new career high 10 catches. During the process of the game, does it kind of dawn on you, I'm catching a lot of balls today. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was hoping to catch more than that, honestly. The way it was going early on, I thought it was going to be more. But, you know, obviously had to factor in that they made adjustments. Obviously, I wish I could have closed out the game a little bit better than I did. But, you know, me and Aaron are working on that trust, and, you know, it's getting a lot better and better each week.
Devontae, I think you're referring to, like, the two-point conversion. And in retrospect, you look at it in slow-mo, looks like a heck of a defensive play. But in retrospect, how do you see it?
Well, that's a good angle right there. I haven't seen that angle, but I could have possibly held off the defender a little bit longer, made it an easier throw. But when it came down to it, you know, I got to make that play. Being a receiver, you can't put that much pressure on your quarterback to make a perfect throw every time. Because then, you know, if I told you, you got to do everything right, you know, with whatever we're doing, you're going to be like, I don't want to hang out with you. You know what I mean? So
the way it works out, though, is that you guys recover the onside kick. So it really doesn't matter. You come back with an opportunity to win the game, and during that drive, you have a couple catches.
Yeah.
And during that drive, were you guys, was there a lot of confidence, or is it just reacting to what's called and getting out there and so forth? What was the mood, the attitude like during that drive?
Well, you know, we try to keep that confidence and that swagger with, you know, no matter what point it is in the game. It showed a lot that, you know, we didn't connect on the two-point conversion, but Aaron still came back to me, you know, three more times, you know, after that. So We've been putting in a lot of work, and I see that the trust is really starting to continue to grow.
Devontae, hang on to your cap, because it's time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Devontae, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think this play... In fact, I know this play. I think we're going to get a little shake and bake and slant action here. Before the play starts, do you have it planned out and so forth? Do you see where the guy's lined up and kind of react to him a little bit? How does it work?
Well,
feel free to draw.
All right, let's see if I can do this. I have not proven to be the best drawer on these screens, so I'm going to tell you that right now. But, you know, he's a little inside leverage here. So initially, I don't know if you can roll it or not. Here I'm kind of just feeling him out. Get a little burst off the line to get him, get his hips flipped, and then, yeah, there we go. I flip him, try to come underneath. He got a hand on me a little bit, try to be aggressive and get his hand off, and then I see the ball at the last minute because of him holding on to me.
Hold it! Now, this is the part that's kind of crazy, Devontae.
Yeah.
You only got one hand out there. What's going on?
If he wasn't holding me, I wouldn't have had to do that. It could have been a regular, could have been a normal catch. But, hey, thank you, Nevin. Appreciate it.
And yeah. You pull it in with one hand. Is it just my failing memory, or did you make a crazy catch like this in practice last week?
Something similar to that, yeah.
Yeah, you did, didn't
it was,
you?
It was actually better than that. I don't know if you probably don't have a clip of it. I'd like to show that more than this one. But,
Well, it's the best we could do, but one heck of a one-handed catch, folks. And Devontae... This is your night, because we have a bonus in the huddle.
All right.
Bonus in the huddle. Woo!
Devontae, you're not going to believe it, but we're switching sports.
Oh.
Basketball. Okay, why don't we just run this one time? This is Devontae. Why don't we run that?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go back and explain this move to me.
Odell and Cap started this, so I just had to finish it. So they put up their dunk videos in the offseason. You know, everybody, all the hoopers get together and they try to do a little play in basketball. So this was at like 11 o'clock at night. I went to 24-hour fitness. Probably like 11:30 at night, decided to get a few shots up with my boy. And I've never done this before. I never tried it. And I figured I'd try it and got it the first time. And he wasn't recording, so I said, record it again. And it was a gym with like 40 people in it. And just so happened I got it.
Real quick, stop. What is this move called? Okay, let's Let's watch it right here. Okay,
yeah.
We're going between the legs.
360 between the legs, yes.
All right, wonderful. How do you like that, folks? That's incredible. All right. Coming up, Earn Your Autograph, starring Matt. Welcome back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Matt, and you are from Stevens Point, UW Stevens Point?
Yep, correct.
Somebody wake up the student body, Matt. And what's your major?
Accounting.
I think you'll be a fine accountant. Right. Okay. Anyway, Matt, if you can learn and execute the football skill, not the football skill, any skill, Devontae, if you can learn it, Devontae will give you his autograph. You will have earned his autograph. How's that, Matt?
Pretty good.
How's that, Stevens Point? Okay, Devontae, what are we going to learn?
All right. Well, since you pretty much just made me do this, we're gonna see if you can do a little 360 between the legs action on the goalpost. You want to try that? Well, I mean, four feet. It's 3 feet. Okay, I just measured it right now.
Right.
So, if I can do 10, you can do 3. Come on, we're going to do this. We're going to approach it here. I'm not going to do it how you're going to do it, because you're going to be a lot more intense than I am. Here, you're going to jump off 2 feet. Here, and you're going to dunk it through there, and then you got to flex, just like I was on the screen. You got to flex. You got to walk around this. Showing everybody. You got that? Just this action right here. Jump there, and you're going to throw it over there.
Matt,
you can
you
even cheat
up?
A little bit. You can do this.
Oh,
just
there
like that.
You go. Okay, Matt, you excited?
Oh, yeah.
You nervous?
Yeah.
This is a big
little,
shot,
right?
Buddy, for the pointers.
You got to earn it.
Come on, let's go. Let's go, Matt. Here we go.
One more.
Matt,
One more chance. Go get your autograph before
this
you
way.
Get hurt.
We're going to go through that way right there. And then go there. Left to right hand. You can go slow. You don't have to be as intense as I said. There we go. There we go.
Matt, where's the ball?
There you go.
I've lost control of the show again. Matt, get your autograph before you get hurt. Okay, buddy? Come up. We'll have a chalk talk, I think. Don't go away. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Sergeant Short. This week, the Packers face Adrian Peterson of the Vikings, who just laid a couple hundred rushing yards on the Oakland Raiders. And to tune up for him, the Packers held the Lions to under 2 yards a carry. They did it the old-fashioned way, with fundamentals and plain old gap control. Let's take a look. I know that doesn't sound exciting, but it is to football guys. Okay, here. The Lions want to attack this big empty area right there. And they're going to do it by pulling their guard and this tight end right across the formation. So let's start the play. Amon Green used to run this play a lot. And stop it right there. Okay, there's the guard. And he's trying to block Julius Peppers, who's keeping him inside him. He's playing it outside. He's got that gap, and that's what he's supposed to do. Now, what about in here? Well, Nate Palmer's filling that gap. Okay, so we got those two gaps covered. Now, what about outside? Here's where it really gets cool. Watch Morgan Burnett take on 270 pounds worth of Brandon Pettigrew and then go in and make the play along with Peppers. That is gap control, and that is rushing defense, and that was tonight's Chalk Talk.
Chalk Talk.
Yeah. Devontae, talking about the finer points of the game, something that's going on all over the league in everybody's passing game is picks or rubs and that kind of thing. And it's kind of teammates, taking care of teammates, and we do a little bit of it. And you helped a couple guys make catches yesterday, did you not?
Yeah.
Have no problems with that, do you?
Oh, no, not at all.
I think the big one is right here, Richard Rodgers coming over the middle. And I think you sought this one out kind of impromptu, did you not?
Yeah, we talked about that one today in film. Obviously, I had pretty good coverage on me there. So Aaron's starting to scramble the opposite way of where I'm running. And I see Richard coming, and his man is trying to get over the top. So I just climb and make it look like I'm trying to get over there. But in actuality, trying to set a pick, an illegal pick. But, you know, they don't call stuff like that when, you know, the quarterback's on the move because they can put their hands on us. So, you know, just trying to make a savvy football play and free up Richard's guy.
Another team-first mentality that all of the Packer wide receivers have is that you're willing to block for the other guy. A somewhat unusual attribute for some wide receivers, but you guys do it all the time. And here on the screen pass, nice work helps James Starks.
Oh, yeah, it will. Yeah. In Green Bay, they say no block, no rock. So you better be out there blocking for your teammates or you're not getting the ball.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Devontae from our lively audience here at the Legends Club. High top, the beautiful Lambeau Field. Adrian. Thank you, Third and Short. Welcome back. Devontae Adams, our very special guest. But before we get to questions, we have a group of foreign exchange students from UW-Stevens Point here tonight. And so I thought it'd be fun if we say hello from Packers Live in their native language. How's that? Cool or what? Okay. And the first is from Ghana.
Hello, Yewo, a Packers Live TV show, Akwaba.
Hey! Sounded good to me. And China.
你好, 班运工, 直播秀.
Well, I didn't hear Packers Live, but good enough. And from Burma.
明老, 明老, Packers Live, 明老,
sounds great. We're doing our part for international relations. Thank you for being with us. Tell your folks to look it up on the internet. Now, questioners, come up here. Your name, please.
Sarah.
And Sarah, what's your question?
My question is, Devontae, do you have any pregame rituals, routines, or superstitions to share with us?
Yeah, my biggest one is I can't let, until the game, I can't let anything touch my right hand. I'm just kidding. No, I don't really have any good ones. It's really, well, I eat the same thing before every game. I'm a guy who's, my adrenaline gets going crazy to the point where my heart will almost stop, so, which is bad, so I kind of have to just kind of calm down until right before the game, then I get hyped up. So I try to use more slow music throughout the day, and then especially if we have a night game, because I don't want to die before the game. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Next up we have...
Adam, my question for you is, what do you think about the refs not calling in the PIs yesterday?
I loved it. As you can see, I was thrilled there that I didn't get the call. But it's a part of the game. You know, I obviously I got to be able to, you know, control myself a little bit better than that. You know, you got to learn your refs. Some guys will let you play. Some guys will call it tight. So just learn the refs and just play.
Thank you, Devontae, and thank you to our questioners. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for.
Okay.
But breaking your heart. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was from Zara, and she receives these Packer novelty glasses.
I'll never figure out the mouth part. Coming up, some final thoughts, and Devontae Smart, don't be intelligent. Don't go away. Welcome back. We are out of time, so my final thought is, Devontae, thank you so much for being here and continued success. Thank
Appreciate
you for
it.
Watching. Until next time, take care.